Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show for Friday, the 14th of October, 2020.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. You can play the one that has the motherfucker in it.
Oh, yeah. I don't keep that handy, like, not easily.
Oh. Well, that's probably for the best.
That, let's not get those two things confused. Yeah. We don't want no trouble.
Maybe we should always just bleep that.
Yep.
Just keep it bleeped.
We know what she means.
Yep. It's 2022. I stopped because of Maria. I always stop when Maria's talking. I really don't want to get in her way. She doesn't seem like someone you'd want to piss off, you know. Hey,
bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
No.
Oh, there you go.
Goodness, there it is. Takes bye.
It takes extra work for me to find, but I do have it. I just don't have it.
Well, I'm glad it takes a little extra work.
Yeah. Put it in my Zother file.
Zother. Sarah Vinny.
How do you think
Rooney,
she reviews
Alex.
That day in her own head? Is she like, I just didn't do enough? Or do you think like she's all, oh God, I'm so ashamed of myself?
Is that one of those things where like when you get drunk and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh God, what have I done? Is
I don't
it
know.
Like that?
I don't know
like,
what kind of episode she was having, if that's just her normal self or if she was really having some kind of break.
Yeah. Seemed like a break.
Even if it's her normal self, I mean, it blew up her life.
Yeah.
She was fired. You know, I think she was jailed, right?
Oh,
jailed.
Oh, that's exciting. Like, we're locking her up for her own good.
Well, I think she punched her producer slash
boyfriend. Well, that was her boyfriend, right? But, you know.
But still.
Still, it doesn't matter who it is. Don't punch people. And don't hurl epithets.
You think you moved to Alaska to just do hours behind the camera and make it in a business where it's going to be hard to ever get seen.
Yep.
And she somehow finds enough trouble to blow up her whole goddamn life.
I'm going to fuck everything up today. That's going to be great.
Jesus.
She finally got national attention.
Yeah, well, she sure did. That's the problem is it's
but
not the kind
right.
you want.
That's the torpedo that ended everything for her, though.
I wonder if we're like the only morning show that is still so just clinging to this. Because honestly, it was a story for like a week. We loved it. It was crazy. We've been enjoying. I don't know. It was been 3 years. Was it during the pandemic? Like when
it
did that even happen?
Pandemic for sure.
Oh man,
it
you know what?
Been like last year, 2021 is my guess.
Oh, you think it's only been a year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's longer.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually wondering if the reason we're so stuck on it is because remember at the beginning of the pandemic when there was literally nothing to talk about except COVID, and even then those stories there weren't even that many. It was like a long list of who had COVID. Like those were hard broadcast years.
I would say the hardest. I would absolutely call that the hardest time to have been doing this job ever. And it was hard during the 9/11 attack.
Sure.
That was very hard, but the actual monotony of like I don't know when we're going to get back to doing anything like the show we used to do.
Because no one was leaving their house for a long time. Nothing was happening, so there was nothing to report.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, we had our own issues behind the scenes that only came to light later, but the whole thing ended up being bad for us in more ways than I even want to talk about here.
Right. No, there were some crazy
ass
shit. I have
the exact date that I pulled the audio.
Okay.
It's October 15th, 2020. So that's almost exactly
2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. October 15th? Mm-hmm. And today's October 14th?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's an anniversary of sorts.
It is. Happy anniversary on Maria Athens.
Yeah. You heard it.
My mind is blown.
Okay, so listen. Right. Before Sarah walked off in our little break, before we started the secret show, she goes, okay, you guys.
I need to take a shit.
I have a shit story. And then she leaves.
I didn't say I had to take a shit.
She went to take a shit, but she had a shit story, too.
I said I have to pee, but I have a poop. And I said poop story for the secret show.
And
I'm gonna tell you guys I was gonna take a shit.
Are there even shit stories worth telling? Like, what is
you know?
This?
So here's the thing. So I tell Bryn that I've got a poop story earlier, and he's like, "Oh, I have some poop stories."
No, what? I didn't say I got poop stories.
Yeah,
you're tripping. I'm the one who said when you walked away. I said to Vinny, "I'm like, is it was worth telling?" Because he said something about, "Are there even poop stories?" Like. You know, I'm like, is there...
Turns out Bryn has poop stories worth telling.
Poop stories. I don't have
Jesus,
poop
he does.
Man.
He told me he had poop
no,
stories.
No, why don't you tell your story first, and I'll tell you how I got to what I said to you.
So I go, I said, look, I got a poop story. He goes, oh, you shouldn't tell any poop stories. I'm like, yeah, but this one's about someone we know.
Oh, you didn't shit yourself. This is someone else who shit themselves.
Yeah, no, if I shit myself, I wouldn't tell you. I'm just going to go out right now and tell you, like, maybe... 20 years later, I might be in a place where I would be like, okay, I'll tell you about that one time.
Well,
I shit
first
myself.
Of all, you did tell us about the peeing your pants. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that you would tell us about the time you shat yourself.
But Vinny, so, how long have we been working together before I actually told you that story? Like, it was years.
Yeah.
The first time I ever told that story was on stage at a comedy thing. Because I was like, that's the only thing I can think of to do for like for a stand-up routine.
Oh, is that when you told the story the first time?
That's the first time I ever told the story. Mm. And then since then, I think I actually wound up telling it on the air in a much shorter version. But it's,
oh, you've told it on the air many times now.
Well, it gets referenced all the time.
Right. Look, I've been mining you since the day I met you.
Yeah,
you know
well,
that.
Well, it took you, and I would have never given that up, but I was like, I have to tell something, and I have the winning embarrassing moment. So yeah, I'm gonna tell that. So anyways, it's all about the steam coming out the bottom of the skirt.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Well,
it was a very
cold
day.
It's just one of those weird things where you went all day.
All day.
All day.
I know, you think
you'd
find something to squat behind.
You know what,
you
guys? F this. I've got to go to the bathroom, and you're letting me do it. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Hello.
I know, I was 13.
Yeah, I'm a kid. You have to let me go to the bathroom. Too bad. I'm going.
I couldn't go. I got in the line twice that day, and the line was profound. And then I'm halfway through the line. I've been in the line forever, and I hear my band gets called. I'm like, oh, my God. I go down, and I get my freaking American flag, and I'm marching out there onto the field. I'm like, oh, my God. This is terrible.
Okay, and then, what happened when you shit your pants? Tell us that story now.
I have never shit my pants.
Oh, really?
As far as you know.
Did you think that you're going to be able to get away with, like, the peeing yourself as long as if there wasn't steam? Like, soaked pants and nobody would notice?
It was the end. My body betrayed me and let it go. Like, I didn't want to. It wasn't like standing on that, but we've been standing. And I'm telling you, here's another thing, too. All right. So this was the finals for the marching band competitions.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm even getting into this. And it's pushing midnight, and they've got all the bands on the field, and we're sort of near the middle, us. Oh, my God, and there's another part of the story I don't even think I ever told you. So we're standing there, and the people who are, like, in the front of the color guard stand at the front of the band. I'm not hidden in the band. I'm not somewhere deep in a crowd. I'm up at the front holding the American flag with the school flag next to me, the Massachusetts state flag on the other side of me, and two people with the fake wooden guns, you know,
epic.
That they twirl the thing, right? So there we are at the front of the band, and I'm basically front and center, and we're at Lowell University. It's a UMass Lowell. So it's this huge stand. All the parents and all the people, the support staff, everybody's in the stands. It's got to be, it's 10,000 people. I don't know how many people. Full stands. So my body betrays me after we've been standing on this field waiting for the results of this thing. And I'm not kidding you. For like an hour, we're standing there. And I have to pee, and I can't even jiggle because I'm holding the flag. You know, you're just freaking. So finally, my body just was like, that's it. You're peeing or you die. You pee or you die. So I pee, and I'm thinking, it'll just be a trickle. I'll have a trickle. It'll trickle down my leg. But no, it shoots out front and back. It explodes out of me. It blows my skirt wide, right? I get this long black uniform skirt on.
Oh, you're wearing a skirt.
I'm wearing a skirt and black tights, and it's just jetting out of me. And then it's about, I don't know, 22 degrees. It's Massachusetts in the wintertime. It's in the middle of the night. So I'm standing there in this, and I'm also standing in a puddle, a mud puddle. With
a warm puddle.
A warm mud. Well, for a minute it's warm, not for long. Warm mud puddle with steam rising up out of it. And then they shift all the bands over. So now I'm walking off to the, you know, marching, whatever. They're shifting us all over. And so now someone else has to stand in my pee near me. And I'm looking, you know, glancing over like, oh, God. And the whole place went silent. I mean, I swear everyone just had to know.
Well, of course.
Fucking awful.
So then where in that did you shit yourself?
No shit. I don't even know why because you said I shit myself, but no, I only have a pee story. Okay, so here's the poop story.
All right.
Now, I'm going to go on record as saying I don't understand revenge shit. I don't understand it.
I think
Amber Heard shitting in the bed, or I don't know, you hear about people doing an upper decker in someone's toilet because they want the never there to be clean water again coming from the top of the tank.
I think that guys who live together at a certain age do dumb shit like that. I do believe that.
But
I know
prank
there are
it. They do
there's
it as a
tons
prank.
Of look. I there's times when I've been I'm manning the barbecue and I'm wearing it's summer and I'm wearing a pair of trunks and they're probably too loose and I'm. And someone pants me, right? And now I'm standing there with my dick out, you know, manning the barbecue. Right. Okay, it's funny. It's something you do when it's all boys together and everyone laughs and points and whatever. There's tons of stuff like that that happens in your 18 to 21.
But have you ever pooped on someone's stuff?
No, I would never do that.
Because they made you mad?
No, I've never done that. I do know, though, that in the same scenario, I've had guys go, oh my God, you gotta come look at this shit I took. It's all one piece and it's so long. So there's definitely stupid stuff that happens among boys. That's what I was getting to. Like,
yeah, this is a girl
okay, who
did this poop. But I'm interested to hear about Bryn's poop story before we delve any further.
Well, no, I mean, because you referenced, you kind of gave me the nuts and bolts of the story, which was, I don't want to give away the end result about this.
All right, I'll
story, tell
my story really quickly.
And then Bryn will tell us some shit stories. This is going to be fun. I'm really excited.
If you found out that your boyfriend was cheating on you, you might cry. You might post something mean on Facebook. But would you take a shit in his cereal? Like, and I don't even think that this was like a bowl of cereal. I think she opened up the boy's cereal and pulled the box wide and shit into it.
So this is somebody you know?
No, I know of her.
You did this?
No. This is Shirley Manson of Garbage.
Oh.
And I think she was in a band called Angelfish that had a song for a minute. But Shirley Manson, and she's talking about, she's actually saying, I'm proud of it. I am proud of it.
Let me hear that. Tell us what she said.
Okay. She says that when she was about 18 years old, she took some revenge on a boyfriend that she found out was cheating on her. She says, I took a crap on a cheating boyfriend's breakfast cereal. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm rather proud of it. And then a dear friend did similar when she discovered her girlfriend was cheating and said, while I was doing it, I thought of you. She says, I recommend it as an act of revenge. It leaves you feeling empowered and gleeful. Mm. Which I don't believe I'd feel that way. I think I'd feel like a classless pile of poo. Yeah. Like, I just feel like that is, it's just as low as you can go. Like, to take shit.
It's worse than the Johnny Depp story, Amber Heard shitting on the bed thing.
Well, that's bad too. Food. I mean, okay, well, like, look, the food is bad, right? So you open up the box of cereal and you
maybe
like, what
dumps
does that
into
smell?
A bowl, you know, ready to eat.
And it plops out. Yeah, I don't understand the shit. I don't understand anything about the Amber Heard thing. I didn't even know that she did that for revenge, or she just did it because she was like, well, I take a shit and I'm too lazy to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't understand any of that. So that's the story, Shirley Manson, who I love. And I'm like, oh.
I'm a big fan, too. I'm surprised to hear that. And I don't know her history. For some reason, I think she's an English chick. But it turns out, I think, that they're like Midwestern.
Oh, really? I thought she was an English chick.
Oh, I don't know. I know that Butch Vig is like a Midwestern guy. And he was the drummer and the producer of that band, and he also produced. And in fact, the story is something like they started the recording, the Nirvana recordings, at his studio in the Midwest. They didn't finish it there, but it was one of those things where the Nirvana history is they went to him in the middle of nowhere and whatever. Anyway,
right.
That's gross. I don't like it. I would be, you know, there's things that I do or decisions I make about the way I behave at certain times, more so now because I almost never second thought any of the shit I did as a kid. But now I'm absolutely like, I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that shit in someone's cereal because it's funny. Mm. No, thanks. Mm.
Nah. Yeah, no, like, okay, he cheated, leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave a statement shit behind you.
Right.
Like, it's not, it's just, I feel, like, betrayed by her. Like, that's horrible. Well, don't be proud of that.
In her telling of it, she seems like the person who got revenge. In anyone else's telling, she's the fucking psycho that shit in a box of cereal at my house.
Right. Like, don't do that. Also,
disgusting.
Wipe aggressively afterward. What is what's going on here? Where did you do that? Just, like, right in the pantry? Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand it.
Right.
Like, then are you stuck with, like, oh, I better keep this box attached to my ass so I can waddle over to get something to wipe with? Like,
and there's, like, a bag in there, too, right? So you have to hold the bag open.
Yeah, you got to hold the bag open, too.
Yeah.
Enjoy your cereal,
it's
everyone.
Not, it's not okay. And, you know, I'll tell you that the only other thing that happened for me involving poop was the time that, I was in Oregon. And someone mentions this two girls in one cup, and I'm like,
oh god,
whatever, you know,
how bad
they don't
can
tell
it be?
Me, they don't tell me what it is. They just tell me, oh, this video, and then they showed me videos of people watching the video.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not seeing the video. I'm seeing people react violently, sickly, in the most, like, wretched, like, running from the screen. These are all videos where you're not seeing what's on. You're just seeing a person who goes, I'll watch that, and sits down and hits play, and then they're like, huh? And so I'm watching all this going, well, now I have to look, right?
Yeah.
Like, what could that possibly be? And so I look, and it turns out to be this. It's like, I swear I watched that and went, humanity is doomed.
Yeah.
We're just fucking doomed. If this is what
this is what the aliens see, they're just going to blow this place up.
Well, look, to me, and I realize that this almost probably sounds like, you know, an old guy, like, you know, an old attitude towards women. But I think women are beautiful. I love all of the woman. Like, I love everything about women. I love their form. I think there's nothing more gorgeous. And I'm like thinking to myself, who asks a woman to shit in a cup? Like, what the f? And then who wants to watch another woman who held the cup that got the shit in it to start licking it like an ice cream? Like, like, what the fuck? These women are in a situation clearly where they need money, but I don't know what guy doesn't go, no, just your vagina, honey. Like, we don't need to see you shit in a cup.
Yeah.
We certainly don't want to see the other one with it all around her mouth because she's been eating it. Like, what the fuck? You know?
It is the downfall of...
I never watched that one. So.
Oh, well,
Now you know what's in it.
Yeah, no, I already knew what was in it, but yeah, it's like I do get that urge sometimes when somebody tells me about something, and I'm like, oh, I got it. But that one, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
My question is, like, A, how much did they initially get paid, and B, did they ever see another red cent? Because that is one of those videos that was everywhere for a minute.
Like, oh, I don't
they're
think
not
so.
Rich
no,
off of
I
that.
Think,
they're
no.
like they're just Mm-mm. two loser chicks who will eat each other's shit for money.
Oh, anyway. I didn't know that. I never saw it long enough to see if it went both ways. I saw the first
I don't know.
Initial.
I did, honestly, I just assume everyone ate everyone's shit.
I don't know. I had to stop. I just
so there's
went,
one
okay.
girl who's just like, well, oh, I have to poop. And the other girl's like, she's the bad one, obviously, right? The other one.
Have you watched it?
Like
have you actually laid eyes on it?
Oh, I would never watch that.
Well, the part of the thing that's so weird about this video, and if you've ever heard, like the poop emoji that looks kind of like an ice cream.
Yeah,
like
sure,
the way
a nice chocolate ice cream, right?
Right.
That's how this lady shits. She shits in a cup. And it comes out in a curly little.
Well, did the girl rotate the cup so that she could?
I don't remember.
Like that?
I can't say I remember that, but I do remember it. It comes out looking soft serve-ish, and you're like, okay, that was so fucking gross. Like, why? And then the person, you're like, no, what?
What the fuck are you doing?
No.
It's all bad in every way. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't mean to have I just retold it, even though I didn't mean to, but yes, that's
okay. Bryn, let's hear your poop story.
It's like that. First of all, it doesn't involve poop. I was just thinking, like, I was like, I told you it has nothing to do with poop. I just said, damn, that's
you said
disgusting.
I have a poop story.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. And then I said, I'm not asking
only
any questions.
The thing that I can compare that to that I've done that I actually really do regret is a revenge thing, too. It was like me and my ex girlfriend who were fucking just like toxic towards each other, and I always was mad at her about her actions, and she was always mad at me, and we're on and off again. And the worst thing I did, which was pretty fucked up, was I went out and had like a side piece, and I didn't shower, and then came home to her one day, like, and hooked up with her. And I just remember, like, that was like the most disgusting thing in my head. Like, this is fucked up, but I'm gonna let you suck my dick and suck that fucking vagina juices off of it. And I felt kind of proud of myself.
What kind of show is this?
No, I mean, look, I'm telling you, I was.
You were proud of it at the moment.
In my early 20s,
like,
I felt like, bitch,
suck that other bitch off my dick.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, it was total revenge and it was totally immature and it's pretty fucked up. Especially looking back.
But
you
said you were in your 20s. That's not
early 20s. Yeah. I was.
Did we know you then?
No. This is before I was part of the Alice Morning Show.
Oh,
I think I joined you guys when I was 26.
So not that long after.
No. But, you know, I had like 3 years of a baby and.
You know,
hardcore,
what's
like,
funny about that sort of scenario is in my head. When I was a teen and I had a similar sort of bad relationship and we were toxic and we just like, you know, we'd break up, we'd get back together, we'd break up, we'd get back together. But all the stuff I did to get back at her was destroy myself. Like, I would go get shit faced beyond fucking recognition and be like, there, I showed you. Like, what the? I just it's
priorities.
Such a,
that's the thing. You just could. It was already a problem for you. That's it. Oh, this is an excuse to get fucked up. All right.
But that was my idea of getting back at someone was destroying myself, which is another really like, what the fuck is wrong in my head? As if she ever knew, would ever have cared, but somehow in my mind was just like, well, I'm having a hard time in this relationship. I'm just going to get shit faced. Mm-hmm. You know, beyond.
Right. Like, FUBAR.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Bryn, jeez, dude, that is... How did
yeah,
she not
I can't
smell
say that
it?
I wasn't shit-faced, you know, for some part of that, you know, trying to cope with the toxic environment I was in.
Don't
yeah,
you
I mean,
smell
not,
pussy on a penis?
I don't know how what she what she tasted or
smelled. Sarah?
Is that her name?
No, I'm asking you. Wouldn't you smell pussy on a penis?
Your, no.
Yes, you would.
Sarah is Derek's mom. That was not.
Not Sarah.
I'm talking about.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
He had a, right, okay. So this was some
I had
other.
A run of girlfriends.
Okay,
I
got
mean,
it.
Between Sarah
I thought you were talking
Nia.
About. I actually was going to ask, but I didn't want my name in the mix, so.
No, this is in the middle of a string of, like, girls that I was dating.
But you can confirm you would probably go, this smells a lot like a vagina. I'm not going to put my mouth on that. Get in the shower.
Well, and actually, you know, vagina juice does dry and get flaky.
Crusty.
It sure does.
Yeah, you need to get that off there. And I
How
would
did
notice
she not
that.
Know?
Maybe it was dark. Was it dark?
I don't think so.
I would notice just the first time I reached my hand down there to see what was happening.
Yeah, well, it's sticky. It's
and just like, are... oh, why is this all covered in flakes? Mm-hmm. Why do you have a flaky dick? Why didn't she notice that?
Wow, Bryn, you are wow.
You're the worst.
Wow.
Look at the way Alex is. I bet you Alex has some stories. We're out of time, so we're going to explore that on Monday. We'll hear our Alex's revenge stories. Any thoughts on today's show, Alex?
Yeah, no, not really too much. I mean, I'm just with Vinny on. I was the same way as Vinny. I think I never got as brutal as Bryn did. So, but I'm more with Vinny of like get drunk, destroy myself. Because I was already doing that, so might as well do it some more. And then, you know, and then I text some crazy drunk text to her and make it worse. And so it's just a terrible, terrible situation. And then, you know, probably the next day, like, oh, I'm sorry.
I will clarify.
I got drunk and passed out in a bush. You'll learn after this one.
Yeah, exactly.
My double dipping wasn't premeditated. Like, I wasn't planning on that. I just kind of like.
Okay, now he's trying to walk it back a little bit. Yeah,
that's a fun story, Bryn. I like it.
I wasn't like planning to do that.
Don't walk it back. Yeah, but you did do it.
It happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
And you said you were proud.
It just, I kind of was in the moment. You know, like you're gonna get it. You eat that cold and dead. <juice. laughs>
Okay. All right, that's gonna do it for today's Secret Show. Thanks for listening. If you're still here. And send your questions and bad advice.
How's that taste, bitch?
Situations to Bryn, Bryn, at lickthatpussybitch.com.
It's funny that I just realized you're right. We might be alone here. I think we're alone. We've lost. We've everybody's walked gone. The audience. Great. Yeah. We're Scott Capurro now. Super. Actually, we're not. We're not proud of it. We're sorry, everyone. We're sorry. We'll say sorry tomorrow.
Yeah, we apologize now for today's show. Thank you. Right. Good night.